Hello from Berlin and welcome to day one of the industry event of Berlinale's European Film Market. This is your morning brief with me, Julia Fidel, and we are here to keep you updated about the latest industry buzz and guide you through the many highlights of the day. I am talking to a different expert each day, and today I'm very pleased to welcome the international features editor for Deadline, Diana Loderhaus. Welcome, Diana.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So, Diana, today is the first day of Berlinale's industry event, and let us know, what is the thing that you're looking forward to the most?
You know, I think this is such an interesting time for the industry right now. You know, not only are they is the industry having to kind of adapt quickly to this global pandemic that we have all been dealing with across the world, but you know, this is the first international market of the year, and indeed the first EFM that's been done digitally. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see the level of acquisitions and the activity we see there. There's, you know, some 820 films screaming in the market. That was more films than last year. So I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing some really good titles out there, what kind of buying appetite people have at this moment in time.
Right. Yeah, we spoke about this earlier, and you were saying that one of the most interesting aspects of this year will be the assessment of price and, you know, the value of content for indie buyers, given the risks and the uncertainties of the current situation. So what's your prediction for that?
I think, you know, it's really tough for independent buyers out there at the moment. I mean, and has been, of course, since, you know, cinemas, much of the world is still on lockdown, and only a few markets have opened up. You know, China and Australia have, and that's looking quite healthy, really healthy and very optimistic on some levels. But much of us are still in a lockdown here in the UK. Cinemas at the earliest are expected to open May 17th. Hmm. So, you know, there is that buyers are going to have to, not only will they be competing with streamers that have been quite aggressive and they've been kind of benefiting from this captive audience, people being at home and watching films at home on their services, but buyers now will have to look at, you know, not whether or not the title will work in their market, but also it's this sort of predicting what it will look like on the other side of the pandemic. And that's a very difficult thing to do, I think, to kind of assess the price point and value now of these films in such a incomparable time. There's never been a time like this.
That's very true. And because you said it's such a difficult task, what do you think would be, you know, titles or, you know, some trends that you see will be interesting?
There's a lot of really great titles out there, really interesting titles. There's like there's a full gamut of different types of films with some big names. I mean, Film Nation has Paul W.S. Anderson's In the Lost Lands. That's based on a short story by Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Miller. And that stars Mila Jovovich and Dave Bautista. I think there's actually a presentation for buyers today on that. So I know some buyers are quite excited by that. Then Endeavor will be selling Duke Johnson's The Actor with Ryan Gosling, as well as they've got a John Hamm and Tina Fey comedy called Maggie Moores, which is John Slattery's second feature as a director. You've also got STX selling a psychological thriller, The Marsh King's Daughter, with Daisy Ridley. A24 have Darren Aronofsky's The Whale. You know, there's a Christian Bale movie that Mad River is selling called The Pale Blue Eye. And Rocket Science is selling a Robbie Williams title with which will be directed by Greatest Showman director Michael Gracie. There's a real selection of interesting content there out there that's up for grabs.
Yeah, and quite some big names as well. Mm-hmm. What would you say, how, you know, the streamers, which role they take in this market?
So the streamers, it's been such an interesting journey to watch over the last year, especially, you know, as I said, they are benefiting from audiences being at home and using their services more than ever. and they have deep pockets at the moment. And certainly in Sundance the other month, you know, Apple swooped in and bought Coda for a record $25 million for worldwide rights. And I, you know, it's interesting. It will be interesting to see, because they typically buy worldwide rights. And I know that's left many independent international buyers feeling a little kind of hard done by it and frustrated. So I wonder, you know, it would be interesting to see what their role will be in the future. Will they always take worldwide rights? Is there a way they can work with the independent buyers? Who knows? We've yet to see.
Right. Yeah. And just to see where we can find you for the rest of the day, what will you be watching today? What is your top tip not to miss?
Well, today I'm looking forward to going to the opening session at 4 o'clock for EFM and seeing all the faces that will be there. That's always a good one. Throughout the next few days, I really want to see the Tina Turner documentary. I think she's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I'm really intrigued to see Daniel Bruhl's Next Door, which he'll be directing. So yeah, those are ones that I'm personally looking forward to seeing.
Great. Well, I'm with you on the Tina Turner documentary. Really interested in this one. Yeah, thank you very much, Diana.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And I'm here today with EFM's Temba Bebe, who's going to tell us a bit more about what we can expect on today's industry sessions.
Thank you, Julia. Today, of course, we have our opening session, which starts at 4 p.m. CET for all of our listeners who are not based in the Central European time zone. And obviously, today's the first day of the EFM and the EFM industry session. So this event really kicks off the industry sessions, which is our five-day conference program, which, for all the reasons we know, is obviously online this year. The conference program will be replete with talks, roundtables, presentations, think tanks, and so much more on all the subjects that are currently affecting the industry today.
All right, that sounds like a lot indeed. So tell me a bit more about the opening session.
Yeah, so in the opening session, we'll really spotlight the themes with a host of spoken word formats, such as an in-depth analysis by Ampere with an outlook on the industry. We'll have clips from all of our beloved industry peers about how they're coping with the new work-at-home reality. And we'll, of course, have a fireside chat featuring three key advocates on inclusion: Franklin Leonard, Ella Meyer-Tailfeathers, and Chelsea Winstanley.
Oh, Chelsea Winstanley. She's been here quite a lot, hasn't she?
She has been here quite a lot. She has a tradition of coming to Berlin, and she'll be returning to Berlin this year with a film which is selected at Panorama, actually, called Night Raiders, and which also features Ella Meyer-Tailfeathers as the main actress.
Very nice. What else?
And then we'll finish off, last but not least, with a social sustainability talk with a mental health consultant called Catherine Dennis Gonzalez. And then we'll segue into a mix and mingle where you can meet all of your usual counterparts and meet some more new people.
That sounds amazing. Meeting new people. Who doesn't need a bit more of that these days?
Absolutely.
And today is also the first day of the co-production market, right?
It is indeed. So the co-production market brings together 35 features and 10 series projects with international co-production and financing partners. The market itself comprises 1,300 one-on-one meetings, which obviously this year take place online.
Great. And there's also a talk program, right?
There is indeed. So if you want to join spontaneously, so to say, our Spotter talk program, that's really accessible for market badge holders who can join a full series of talks and other sessions organized by the co-production market. You can, in fact, join the team this morning at an opening for an introduction and watch the case study on the competition entry and former co-pro market project Bad Lucky Banging or Loony Porn, I love this title, where the producers will shed their light on the journey of the past year in really making the film. Or you can hear about funding and co-production possibilities in four select countries and regions at the country session today at 4 p.m.
Oh, great. And then I'm, of course, asking about the meetings again. What about the meetings?
So the co-production market also has a second category of meetings. These are the speed matching.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, the co-production market is a really exciting place. If you consider that this year we have four films selected at this year's Berlinale and two former co-production market projects, which are shortlisted at the Academy Awards. So it really is the place to be to scout for the next generation of great films.
Let's do that then.
Great.
So this is it for today's morning brief. I hope your days are packed with events to check out and moments to revive with some yoga or music in between. Don't forget your breaks just because you're in front of a computer. But when you have some spare time and you want to fill it with some extra wisdom, I recommend to check out our long episodes, which are being released throughout the year. They're with, for, and about the international entertainment industry. That's basically you. So our first Industry Insights podcast has been released already, and it focuses on macro trends in production. And for that, we have Guy Bisson from Ampere Analysis in conversation with media analyst Johanna Koljonen. And these two will speak about the rapid changes in the industry within the last year and what that means for the ever-growing streaming landscape, for broadcasters, and for cinema releases. They talk about which content will be in demand in the near future and where hidden opportunities might lie. So tune into that, let us know what maybe surprised you the most, and now please enjoy your first day of Berlinale's industry event 2021.